Hey, welcome to another Blog Talk Radio with Visit Julian. My name is Doreen Cross. I'll be interviewing Kat Spellman from Julian Old Time Photo today. So, Kat, you have a really popular business in town. It's really awesome, very unique business called Julian Old Time Photo, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what exactly is Julian Old Time Photo?
So, Julian Old Time Photo is an old-time costume photography shop. We have everything from boudoir type of costumes to, you know, the old-fashioned costumes and
like shoot 'em up cowboys.
Shoot 'em up, yep. We got all the guns, got all the alcohol you could want. They're all empty, but you know. But anyways, yeah, we've got everything. So it's a lot of fun.
And then what exactly are people expecting to do when they come in there? They're dressing up and they're getting their, and it's this old colored photo, right? Like a sepia tone, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the sepia tone, and I've got an old bar, and when people come in, I generally like them to have fun.
Yeah.
So I let them have at it and go through the costumes and try things on. I get lots of girls that come in, and usually they've been to the winery, and they're just, it's a blast, and people come in there, and they just... they have so much fun.
Yeah, I remember when I went in with my husband and my daughter, we dressed up and it was a lot of fun. There, I still have the pictures actually on display. So I remember it being a lot of fun. We got to dress up and the costumes, I was worried that the costumes weren't going to fit me, but you had all these special clips and things to make it work just right.
Yeah, all the costumes have ties in the back, except for a couple that I've purchased over the years, but they have ties in the back so we can fit everything pretty much on anybody, and then we have clips for the super, super itty bitty tiny little girls, and I've been purchasing stuff, so when people come in and they're like, oh, I wish you had this, I'm like, okay, let's add that to my list, and I just go ahead and add stuff, and it's, yeah.
All right, and you are located right in the heart of Julian, right? Right across the street almost from the town hall.
Yes, I am. I'm right above the liquor store in the, what we call the coal building.
Perfect fit.
Yes, the liquor store. Pistols and Petticoats is also right downstairs, and the Candy Basket is right across from me. And
within walking distance.
Yeah, within walking distance from anywhere.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
So right here in the heart of Julian, it's a very popular tourist town. And then... how long have you owned Julian Old Time Photo?
We bought it in 2016. The original owner started it in 1980, and he just did it forever and ever and ever. Unfortunately, he got Alzheimer's, and he couldn't keep up with the demand anymore. So my husband went over to his house and was installing the water heater and came home and said, oh, we talked about it and I bought you a job.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh,
you didn't really have a choice then, huh?
No.
You just kind of did it.
I just kind of ended up there, but he knew I'd love it. So.
Yeah. And had you had any photography experience prior to that?
I did landscape photography, and I mean, I've been doing photography for years and years, and I was mostly on the other end of the spectrum, like doing the developing. Oh. I worked at Walmart and I worked at Kmart doing developing for years. And so I was able to develop my own film, and that was a lot of fun. So it was really cool. I had never done people before, but it's not all that different than a landscape.
And it's a lot more fun, right?
And it's a lot more fun.
I mean, as far as
not
having to climb mountains, but you're
going
to deal with people
right.
and have fun with them.
Yep.
And I have not heard of a whole lot of places that do these old-time photos. I think when I went to Virginia City, Nevada, they had it. But otherwise, I haven't, you know, seen a business like this. Do you know? Are you the only one?
We are the only one in Southern California. There was one at Knott's Berry Farm, but they haven't opened. I don't know if it's due to COVID or whatnot, but when we purchased it, it was crazy. There were tons of them everywhere. And then one by one, they started closing.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, okay, if we buy this business, it's closing. And then we realized that most of the people that are owning these are older and they're retiring and they're not passing it on. Because it can be a difficult business to pass on to somebody. And so we're
But
the only ones left.
it's perfect here though, because Julian is an old mining town with a lot of history. So the pictures that you do are actually what kind of pictures Julian probably has a history of, you
Yeah,
know.
and so many people come up here looking for me.
That's
So
awesome.
I do appointments year round,
Get pretty booked up.
and I'm definitely pretty booked up usually in the fall. October, November, people want to do Christmas pictures.
Perfect.
And then in February, Valentine's Day is a huge one
Coming up
coming
soon now,
up.
yeah.
Yep, it's in a couple weeks.
And then you had mentioned earlier different kind of, like, I don't remember you having the boudoir photos. Is that something new that you're doing?
It's fairly new. I started it. I had a military wife come in, and she came in with her family, and I did family pictures. And then she contacted me probably about a year later, and was like, "Well, my husband's overseas. Have you ever thought of doing some, more
Romantic,
intimate pictures
yes.
that I can send over to my husband?" And so she actually came in twice while her husband was on deployment. She
Oh,
came in
wow.
once and we did kind of the more sexy pictures. She dressed up in like an American flag and different stuff like that. And then she came in with her two kids another time, a different
Different.
time. And
So
and we
that's
did some
nice.
really sweet pictures with
Supporting the
them.
troops.
Yep. And I do it all digitally. And I usually do military families for free on, a one-time basis. When they come in, and then
That's
I
really
do everything
nice.
digitally so I can they can send it overseas.
Yeah, so benefits to the military, doing great services for us.
Absolutely.
That's really nice. That's really cool. So you kind of fell into that one too, then, huh? Fell into
Yeah.
the business and then
Yep,
fell into the boudoir
just kind of ended up
photography.
there. I do have a friend who is a boudoir photographer in San Diego, and I learned a lot from her. And so she actually came up here one day and was teaching me different things, not like
Great.
boudoir things, but photography things.
Yeah.
And
What's some of
so it's
the
fun.
most fun photo shoots you've done? Like, what did they dress up as? Tell me some fun stories, because I'm sure there's a
Oh my
lot of them.
gosh. Recently, actually, I had a an entire I do a lot of military. I'm
Yeah.
not sure why, but lots of military come in. It's probably because they're all here from different places. And so this is kind of cool for them.
Yeah.
But I had a group of women and men, and they were all in the same like general group in the Marine Corps, and they were all getting deployed and transferred and going their separate ways. So they actually came in with their flag, and I did pictures of them with their flag, and then one of them was a couple, so we did some pictures of them, and then the guys they like dispersed and went shopping or whatever. And then the guys came back and wore nothing but gun belts and jackets and wanted to do pictures. They weren't showing anything, but it was like, all right, okay, I'm down with anything. It's all good. So that was fun.
So they didn't need to wear costumes. No, they had their own costumes. What are
Oh, no.
some of the costumes that you do? What are some scenarios with the ones that you provide with the old time?
I do a lot. Oh, I've had some really fun babies. And
Dressing up as cowboys.
yes, just the other day, it was actually my friend who brought in her little boy, and it was for his first birthday. And he was passed out asleep just the whole time, just totally dead asleep. Nothing was waking him up. So we stuck a little alcohol bottle on him and a little gun in his hand, and we had him laying on the little gold bag, so he looked like a little miner that had fallen
Yeah, he's like
asleep.
stolen
Oh my
treasure.
gosh, it was so cute.
Oh,
Yeah, we do some
wow.
awesome pictures. I had a family yesterday that came in. They're from Iowa, and they were here in Escondido visiting family, and their grandparents had pictures of them when they were little, and then teenagers, and then they wanted to get adult ones and add their kids into it and everything.
So they got
So,
these kinds of
yeah.
photos like every few years as
Yeah.
the kids were growing up. That's really cool.
Yep. It's
Did they
a lot
wear
of
the
fun.
same look each time they came in?
They particularly didn't,
Oh.
but I do have a lot of people that will come in with pictures
Yeah.
and want to create the image.
Yeah, because that's fun.
Yeah, I actually had Tony Hawk a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
He actually had a picture that was done of him and two of his friends when they were teenagers. And one of the friends passed away, but they have kids now. And so the kids were here visiting. So his son and the two friends' sons came in and they recreated the picture that they had done in like the 70s.
That's super fun.
And he actually had the picture that I took of them sent to his graphic designer, and they touched it up and edited it so they look identical.
Wow.
They look the same.
These were your
photos. If you look up Tony Hawk on Instagram, you'll see that photo.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty
awesome.
I'll have to
search for that. That does sound fun. That's really neat. So, do you travel? Because you are in Julian and you're very, very busy, because it is a busy tourist town. If somebody wanted to hire you for an event or something, is that something that you do? Do you travel on to locations?
Absolutely. I did a wedding in Wainola. I just went and I took some of my costumes and set up a rack, and they dressed up and had a blast. It was kind of an old-timey, the bride and groom were dressed up in old-time Victorian costumes.
Perfect. Nearby.
And so I set up to do that. And then recently I actually did family photos that we did not do in costume, mm-hmm. but there was another one in Wainola that I went to her family. She had a family of 15 that was visiting for Christmas. And it was the first time they've all been together in one place at one time with all the kids. So
that's
I went
special.
Over to their house and I did family pictures, and she absolutely loved it. And it was so cool. But I've traveled to like Vista, and I've traveled to, we went to Orange County once and did an event. And then for about a year or two, we did like Apple Days and stuff like that.
Apple Days event up here in Julian that we do every year. So you have the potential of getting really busy with travel photography if you're the only one in Southern California. Is Southern California or California at all that you're the only one?
As far as I know, it's Southern California. There's one
big area.
Right. There's one in Temecula that, like, they had one before and then they just recently opened. But I've had a lot of people from Temecula that come to me because I'm a lot less expensive.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So you might be open to traveling more, and you got the boudoir photos and a lot of costumes. So you had a lot of costumes when I went there. That was like 5 years ago. So if you're continuing to add more, you probably have a lot of choices. What are your hours currently right now?
Currently I'm open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
By appointment, they have to call you, or how do they book?
No, I'm open. So my storefront is completely open. You can walk in at any point in time, call me, and I can set you up. And Friday's 12 to 4, Saturday and Sunday 11 to 5.
How long does a photo shoot usually take?
Generally about 20 to 30 minutes.
That's
a lot
it?
Of it,
wow.
Yeah, a lot of it depends on how many people there are and how quickly you pick the costumes.
And how many people can you do at one photo shoot?
The other day I did 14.
14 in one?
In one little, yep. I have curtains and stuff that we just kind of cover things with. Because
it's not a huge studio.
Yeah, it's not big.
But it's decent size.
Yeah.
So 14, that's really
Yeah, and we can even go outside and
wander around town to the actual historic part.
And at one point in time, I was at Fort Cross, and so we utilized their entire property all over the place.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
So your busiest time of year is fall, and coming up here with Valentine's Day and all the rest of the year would be a really good time. And that's a good idea with the Christmas, because these are unique photos that you could use for a Christmas card.
Oh, yeah.
And how would you get there? I mean, we talk about in the heart of Julian.
If you're coming up through, say, Escondido or Ramona, you would go 78 all the way here. From downtown, it'd be like you could go the 8 east, I think. and then you would get off on Highway 79, and then you just take it straight. And they're both pretty straight shots, whether you go 78 or 79.
And Julian Old Time Photo is on the second story of...
Yes.
Is it the only area of shops in town that has like a second story on it, right?
No, the yellow one down there where Roxy's is, they have an upstairs.
Oh yeah, see what I know.
And then there's a fitness center area that's got
yours is in the white building, more like
but
in the middle of town.
We're kind of a gray blue building with white trim, right in the middle of town.
Okay, so that should be pretty easy. Get some parking, and if you come. Definitely get here early because we do get pretty busy in Julian, right?
And we do have one handicap spot behind our shop.
That's important.
So, yes, it is very important because I definitely want people to
be able to get
there and be able to be comfortable.
And then how can people find you on social media? Do you have a website or, you know?
I have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Julian Old Time Photos. That's all you got to type in, and you can
find
me.
For all of them? It's Julian Old Time Photos? Okay,
Faye. Yeah, trying to keep it simple.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. And then do you have any plans, any special plans coming up here, you know, with your business or any new ideas that you're going to shoot out that we can expect to see or?
Not totally new, but I am purchasing different backdrops for different holidays.
That's
so
fun.
Not only can we do like the costume photography, but I did 2 years ago, I did Christmas photos. This year I didn't because I didn't want to compete with the chamber. However, we ended up getting calls and we had Santa go to houses and play Santa.
Wow.
And so next year we'll probably set up our Santa stuff, and I'd like to do different photos. You know, I'm having a gender reveal for my daughter, and I'm going to do photos here at the town hall.
Yeah.
So this will be super fun.
So that's really neat. You're not just old-time photos. You have all these backdrops. You can do a whole bunch of specialty ideas and themes. That's really amazing and really original what you've got going on.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Really unique and not a lot. So thanks so much, Kat, for coming out today and doing this. I'm glad everyone can get to know your business. Come visit Julian Old Time Photo here in Julian. Find her on social media sites for Julian Old Time Photo. And come give Kat a call. Book
Absolutely.
An appointment. Have a really unique experience with photographs.
Thank you so much, Doreen. I appreciate it.